It was painful.
Okay, so we got Daniel. Daniel from Montreal. You have a question or anything to say, Daniel?
I guess I'll just start saying with hello. How do I get to know you better or learn something from you?
Don't learn things from us. Do not learn anything from us. Don't do it. Because the only thing saying is a sin. We're saying it's sin. Do that. Let the rinse repeat. Now, to get to know you, how do you get to know yourself? That's pretty interesting. Because then it's interesting because you kind of go, no, wait a minute. Do you not know yourself?
Well, I know myself to what I'm able to do.
Oh, no. See, that's not the case. You should know much more than you're able to do. Otherwise, you'd never have a four-minute mile. You found out about a four-minute mile. Now people can do that normally.
Right.
Do you hear what we hear?
What do you mean by that?
Do you hear what we hear? We hear things. Do you hear what we hear?
Well, I guess, yeah, you could say, yes.
Tell us what you heard. If you hear what we hear, tell us what you heard.
What you're saying now?
No. You said you hear what we hear. We said we hear things, and you said you do too. We said, okay, tell us what you heard. And now you're asking what heard things we were hurting. We were hurting you into hurting what you heard. If you hear what we hear, then tell us what you heard. So those would be the examples of the hurted things.
All I hear from you is to ascend and do the things that Bob says.
And you see, it's no more of a process than it was when you fail. It's actually much easier to ascend than it is to fall.
I like reading the Bible a lot. Would you be able to tell me something that I could kind of get?
Sermon on the Mount.
Which part is that?
You do read the Bible, right?
Well, I read it, but I don't know enough.
Do you have a Googler?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready?
Wait, hold on.
Okay. We'll wait on you. We're good.
No. Oops. Okay, I'm here.
Sermo in Monte.
Check it up from the Wikipedia, or?
No, just type that into your Googler. And if that doesn't work, you just go to Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
Matthew 5, 6, 7?
Uh-huh. He said give you something that you could get. That's what you could get. And it's a little bit preachy. It is a little bit preachy, folks. Sorry about that. Okay, go ahead.
Matthew 5, 6, 7, right?
Yeah.
Is it where you say praying and fasting?
No, it's the Sermon on the Mount. You're doing fine. It's all good. What do you want for Christmas?
Drops, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good Christmas present.
Yeah. Sorry, I feel a little bit nervous. I don't know.
It happens. It's connecting with non-physical, and sometimes it's a response. It's an auto response, auto wash. And it's good. You're fine. You're actually doing very well. You're doing very well. It's no problem. We're doing good. What's another thing that's interesting to you that you'd like to bring up? You don't really have to talk about it. Just say some words, and we'll pick it up from there. We're okay good at that part sometimes. No smoke, only fire sometimes.
I've been trying to think of a business to start, but I don't know. I've been having a hard time having an idea.
That's a good idea. Why don't you have an idea of having ideas? Why don't you have an idea business where you engage and make ideas? You make ideas great again. The stupid ideas, the name, the ridiculous things. You can have a whole business of just making ideas. Call it the idea connection. But don't become a proofreader because that won't work out good for you.
Is there anything interesting that I could get?
Yeah, there is.
Like? Are you walking around?
No, we are not. It's not from us. We are perfect. We are making fun of the noises.
Oh, okay.
The Great White North. Don't you know?
Oh. What's this thing about Canada that you're hating so much?
Oh, we don't hate anything. We just report.
So what's supposed to happen to Canada in the next, since there's no time, but...
Which part of Canada? It's sort of been parched up a little bit.
Okay, well, I'll say my area, Quebec.
Oh, yeah, that's gone.
So I need to move?
No, you don't have to, but it'd be good to, but you don't have to. Well, what do you want to do there? Is there anything to do there? You're up there trying to figure out a business. If you were in there and you were happy and you were doing something, you'd already have a business. You'd already be doing something. So apparently there's nothing left there but nothingness already anyway. And you're asking, should you move? Lord suffering can't. So please yourself. You got you there this far. It's no worry for us. And you're just saying. I mean, when Bob left, you should have known something was up.
True.
Do you mind being ruled by Germany?
I get, well, they own a lot of stuff here in Canada.
Well, that's the reason we asked the question. It's where all the bleeding heart liberals are going.
So I guess Trudeau is making big deals?
Gone. Gone.
It's not the right moves for him?
What do you think?
Oh, spiritual gifts. I've been reading certain passages in the Bible, and how do you activate this? Is it just, it comes to you?
No. No. No, 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 no. You can have words of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, miracles, prophecy, distinguishing the discerning spirits, and the gifts of tongues. There's a couple of others. But you're going to find that in Ephesians. Well, you can find it in 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, Ephesians 4, 1 Peter 4. That's where it lays it all out. 1 Corinthians is 12, 8 through 10. Romans is in 12, 6 through 8. And 1 Corinthians 28 and 30. And Ephesians 4, 11. Those are things that God has that little men try to get. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to bring these up to where you have them normal.
Yes, that's the thing. I read them.
You should be doing them. See, when we know things, we are able to tell you things. That's a gift. Gift of the Spirit. And ours is heightened. We are better at it than most because we have no limitation because you all want to sin. And the more you want to sin, the more the power's in the box, in the cardboard box, living in the box. That, of course, we have behind the veil, we have access to. Oh, wait, the veil has been rent in too. So now you don't have to be the true part sons of Levi, the true part sons of God, to go behind the veil to get to your power, to bring you back to your power, to bring you to your throne. But you don't go, you don't go, you don't go. There's nothing you could do. There's nothing you could do. You won't go. So the more you don't go, the more we do. So we have then turned into what you call super gifts. So that's why we're able to see through. We can see through you, not only to you, we can see through you. And we try to be pleasant and nice, and as nice as we can be. During the circumstances, we've been incredibly nice already.
So by me talking to you, you
have the ability to impart, for you, we're going to give you the gift, and spiritual gift of discernment. Discernment of spirit. To be able to distinguish between spirits. That's what we're going to give you right now. Then you can move you all the way up into apostleship if you're good at it. But maybe not. We'll start with discernment.
Yeah, well, discernment. Okay.
Dikaios.
Dikaios?
That chorus, you can discern, judge, appraise a person, a statement, a situation, an environment. Yep. 1 Corinthians 12:10, it gives you the ability to tell the difference or discern good from evil, just like they do in Hebrews 5:14. Now you can tell the influence difference between influence of God, Satan, the world, and the flesh in any given situation. How about that? What about that, though? What about that, though?
Well, that sounds interesting.
You have that now. Patent the Deutsch.
All right. Should I go to church more often?
Who? What's his church? What's
well,
a church?
Not church, but... Here.
No, what's church? Tell us what church is. You're saying, should I go to church? Which church?
Well, to tell you the truth, I guess I really...
Have you not been telling us the truth up till now?
Well, yes.
But then why would you name it by saying, well, to tell you the truth, and now I'm going to start telling you, or you were telling us the truth then, and now you're going to start not telling the truth?
Oh,
wait,
no.
We would know that, though. Yeah. See,
yes.
There's this, it's a Canadian twist. But to tell you the truth, don't tell it. Tell us a lie. We much prefer a lie. That's fun. At least we have something to talk about. Then we could take you to Portuguese. We can take you to something nice in Portuguese. It's warm. Be nice. Yes. Good. Or nice Iceland. There's some opportunities in Iceland once Canada's gone. What do you think?
I hear that.
Are you ready for Boxing Day?
Well, I'll be off from work. Normally don't go out Boxing Day.
Oh, okay. Well, carry on, Wayne.
Why? What's going on for Boxing Day for me?
What would you like to? You're a discerner. Discern it.
What? Something I would like to get?
What would you like to get?
Nobody had ever asked me that question.
There you go. See, you're already a discerner. You've discerned something. Look, that's his first discernment, y'all. He's a discerner. He can discern. You discerner, you're a discerner from way back. Since the beginning of what you call time, you've been a discerner. And now you've discerned that you never were asked what you wanted before. See how it sucks to be a Canadian?
Well, I was born not in Canada, but brought up Canadian.
We're sorry.
How did I find you?
You haven't
because
yet.
Not meaning find you, but hear the things that are going on with what Bob's is doing and Carolyn's doing.
Oh, don't stir them into the mix. It'll go badly for you.
Oh, okay.
Lay them to the side, but you can develop you perfectly. So, what you going to do with your new gift of discernment now that we gave you freely? You didn't even buy anything.
I know.
See how discernment is? Isn't discernment a bitch? That's a bitch, isn't it? Have to be careful because you know things all of a sudden, and that's okay. But if you know too much, then you're a threat. So you have to be careful with your gift of discernment. But that's a good business. You can be a discerner. What do you do? I'm a discernment specialist. I discern things. That's nice. That'd be a good business for you. Now that you have the gift of discernment, that'd be cool. Oh, they got the laundry back out again.
Well, somebody's making too much noise. Discernment.
Everybody's muted. Not possible. It's not possible.
Well, then I guess you should know who that person is, right?
No. You're the discerner of the family. You should know what it is. We gave you our gift of discernment. We don't discern. Now you have to discern. That's the point.
Okay.
See, now poor Phil's trying to say it's Bart that's in the tent. Bart was so, he typed so loud, that's Bart typing. He said, no idea, Phil. Look, then he quit. It stopped. Oh, he's typing again. Wait a minute, what's it? Oh, ka-chick, ka-chick. See, he typed ka-chick, ka-chick, and that was what that said. He's typing again. He's typing again. It's him typing. Ah, see, Bart got it, and we're reading it. See, we're not discerning, we're just reading what he's doing.
Reading.
That's the noise he's typing so loud. With the hammer and chisel. Ha, 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 ha. See that? Ha, ha, ha. That's the grind, grind, grind. That's pretty cool, huh? Sound effect. But
so this gift that you gave me?
Yes.
I'm just going to start to know stuff?
You already do. Now you know know stuff. Good.
Okay.
And then you'll be kind of going along with it, and you're like, you'll know something, like this is just going to happen, or this is just going to go. Or you might have an uneasy feeling about something. Follow that feeling, because now you know.
Mm.
Things like that happen to JW all the time.
And you just decided
that he'll know something. He'll know something. He'll just know something going on, and he'll go with it. He'll even sometimes will tell Bob, and Bob doesn't do anything. He just notes it because he knows it is. And so far, it sort of works out that way. You got an email, Bob?
Oh, boy.
Especially in the chip body.
Oh, I'm curious about another thing. When I had Matthew Hurtado's those cards,
yeah,
how are those things actually supposed to work? I mean,
they
don't. I put them away. I don't use them anymore.
They don't work. They never worked.
They never worked.
No. If they hadn't worked, you'd still have them.
Oh, okay.
But. You know, it's all good. Oh, CF, it's in the Bible. That book that you think is so fucking great, you can read about it in the Bible. In the fucking Bible, that's where it is. That's the answer to your question.
Oh, it is? Which part?
I was talking to CF.
Hmm.
Oh, it's Rejoice. Hey, Joyce. How you doing? Glad to see you.
You're
a discerner now. You're a discerner now. Go ahead. Let's discern something.
Like what?
What's going to happen next?
Maybe Bob might come on and tell me.
You have to kick his chair. He's sound asleep. Yes, he's sound asleep. You have to kick his chair. He's sound asleep doing hanging out the laundry in a tsunami. Oh, now he's opening the door. He's coming in. It's okay. Oh, Bart's so nice. He's even doing the scriptures for you. That's where you take your clothes off. 1 Corinthians 14:14-15.
So how do you, when you talk and I talk back to you,
you said that right, because we don't speak, we talk. There's a difference. Good for you. You
right.
Got that. See, you're a discerner already.
Is there a frequency that you're... Because I'm trying to figure out the voice, the words that that I use to get the things that I want.
Why don't you have the things you want?
Well, I don't come... It's not that I pretty much get what I want. I don't really ask for anything. But it just comes, problems come up, and they just get solved. But I feel like I want more.
Well, then get more.
But
I guess the word that I... thought you wanted more. Did you want butts or more? Which do you prefer? Butts are okay, too.
Let's see if I can change this.
If he has the best of candy and nuts, it'd be Cremas every day.
Is there a frequency that I'm talking to you in?
2.3879. It's low.
It's low?
It hurts.
Is that good or is that bad?
Well, you're the one with the matriculating gift of spirit. What is it? Discernment. Tell us what is it. Is it good or not?
I guess it's fine because I'm talking to you.
Banging. That's what I'm talking about. She and that Bart even got it. 2.3879 hertz. It's good. Well, you know, you won't ever hear us say it the second time, but he didn't. He caught it the first time. We are responding before you type it because of his new gift of discernment. He's a discerner now, so we got to do it. And Joyce Rihanna was founded by Math Andrew Lloyd Webber. Diamonds. Mm-hmm. And not so much. She's a pretty good singer, but she's not ascended or nothing. But it's okay. See, because Bart's got it on. Because if you don't have an interpretation, it's given. It's better than assembly or for the edification of the others. You speak and understanding the mind and soul. But if all things be done decently and in order in the building of the body of Christ, God is not the author of confusion. There you go. That's 1 Corinthians 14:6-13, 19 and 28. Ta-da. Here, Bart, type it again. Tap, 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 tap. Nice.
Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. So, how does it feel to know that you know?
Well, it's good. Still feel a little bit nervous, but...
Well, don't be. It'll ease.
Are you finished, Daniel?
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you.
Thank
you, Aya.
Thank
you. Okay, thanks.
Very well. Enjoy your gift.
Thank you.
Sprekency Deutsch.
Yeah.
We're sorry, Bob. We'll never put with that again. Horribly. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
What am I doing? I'm not doing anything to you.
You're washing the sheets and hanging them out to dry and... Washing the sheets and hanging them out to dry and slamming the door and rambling around, making the bed, the craziest thing ever seen. It's insane.
All right. Who's this?
Hey, Bob. I'm this Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Go ahead, Doug.
I just wanted to ask you a couple of quick things, Ion. We've been suggested that we save our fingernail clippings for the... Coldplay.
You're just trying to save your own so you can prove that you have that power too.
Absolutely. Do the toenails qualify for the same reason?
They would, but they're not required. Happy to save them if you like, but it's not required.
Okay. As we grow stronger in opening our third eye, does the size of the pineal gland increase, or does it grow larger?
It does. And you can apply a little Renew on your third eye chakra, and it'll help open it more, too.
I shall do that.
Excellent. Hey, just a little bit, not much now.
All right, that's all I've got today, Bob. Thanks, Ian.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
You're doing great. You're doing great, Doug.
All right, thank you. Bye.
What was Doug's topic, Ion?
Third eye chakra, how to open it and see better.
Oh, yeah.
And whether or not to save the toenails and the fingernails or just the fingernails for Coldplay.
Okay, there's an anonymous. Who's that? Anonymous.
It's me.
Sprekency Deutsch.
Hey, what's your name?
Sprekency Deutsch.
What's your name?
Hock Hagen.
Genau. Ich habe viele Fragen,
Daniel. Ich habe immer Haya, Rosh.
Heiße Frau Flores.
He didn't have enough lithium yet. He's got to have some in a little bit. He'll be better in a little while, y'all.
Is this Roxy? Oh, it is. Okay.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Das bin ich.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, because you have been saying Babylon is fallen and...
Babylon is fallen, yes, very good. Bart, put those words up.
Nimrod.
Put those words up in the Fasolah. Put the words up, Bart.
What
Babylon is fallen, number
117.
Go ahead, Roxy, we're sorry,
Nimrod was just destroyed by ISIS.
No, but see, you don't know what ISIS is. That's just another name. ISIS is just a name. It's just a name. That's fleeting. That would be what Babylon came to. It wasn't the angels that made Sodom and Gomorrah fall. It was the separation from their place of power that the sinners fell too, which is why Lot's wife became a pillar of salt. So those towers are a representation of being able to have the power to build the Tower of Babel to get it. But, no, Bart, it's number 117. It's the song, the lyrics to the song, Babylon Is Fallen. Not 117, it's page 117. In the Fa Sol La Sacred Harp hymn book, if you're looking for it. You probably got one there with your chisel and hammer when you're tapping it out on the screen. Sorry, Roxy, we had to help Bart out. He's trying to get Babylon. It's falling up there. So once that, he had the power to build the tower to God, to pierce the heavens, to be God, but you could not get it because you separated yourself from your power. But you had the power to build it, but didn't have the power to fulfill it. So that's the difference. So then you went right back hiding it everywhere, in the sun, moon, and stars, in the castles, in the loops, in the line.
Because of these things, the Thule Society was saying that they were communicating with the Syrians from Babylon.
Syro-Phoenician.
Nimrod always had, a conflict with Abraham.
Always. It's the difference between the Damascus Road and the Emmaus Road. Rejoice.
Where was Abraham from?
From his mother, from Nod.
But he was not from this planet.
We said he's from Nod. We told you where he's from.
Why would they be fighting, Abraham and Nimrod?
They have to. They're fighting over power. It's the song.
Who's fighting, Roxy?
Abraham and the Babylonian king Nimrod. That a big Babylonian city was just destroyed.
The Zion's walls are now erected.
So was that part of the fall of Babylon, that event?
Hail the day so long expected, hail the year of full release, Zion's walls are now erected. Got it. And her watchman published peace. Through our Shiloh's wide dominion, hear the trumpet loudly roar. Babylon is fallen, the rise no more. All her merchants stand in with wonder. That'd be the Dow Jonesers. What is this that comes to pass? Murmuring like the distant thunder, crying, oh, alas, alas. Swell the sound, ye kings and nobles, priests and people, rich and poor. Blow the trumpet in Mount Zion. Christ shall come a second time, ruling with the rod of iron, that's F-E, chelated, by, all who now as foes combine. Babel's garments we've rejected, and our fellowship is o'er. Babylon is fallen, to rise no more.
What is this when Abraham tells Nimrod, worship the cloud?
Oh, you had to follow the cloud. You don't worship it, you follow it. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. It was a pillar of fire by night and a cloud of glory by day. That's what the manna falls out of.
And the way does he say it, he doesn't bow to any words but the fire.
That's for carbon.
So this war against Abraham and Nimrod is still going on.
It is.
At many levels.
Ezekiel 3:17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman under the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of at my mouth and give them warning of me. That's the Michael Blake Reed group, Bob. So I'm telling you, we're just saying, it's fun.
Yes, and that's, I think, the big understanding that we're gaining from these stories in the Bible, that these things expand to us. Are we supposed to be the people of Israel?
Why would you be people of Israel?
because the Torah was made. So that the
Torah wasn't made. No, it was not. No, it was not. They just the books, the five books of Moses. Moses wasn't even Israeli. The one who wrote the five books of Moses wasn't even from Israel. Those tribes that are connected are through the winds. They're through the winds. They're through the winds. It's just where you put it. It's just your last email address. Your email address is not you. So the Bible, so the internet was only made for Yahoo accounts? No. The internet was made for everything. But only Yahoo accounts are hacked. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, poor Marissa.
What will be then the tower?
Oh, that will be man's wall. Here at the wall.
That is why Deutsche Bank is also bankrupt. Because they were Babylonian. Or are.
We say are. God, peculiar people who are not good.
You also mentioned several times the Connetable of France, the Duke of Bourbon.
Sulla Tabra.
You said several times Rode Fore. He was also Marquis de Fore.
Jean Tantus Donovanimont.
How does he relate to Moses?
Oh, he's the true part son of God.
Frank the First was working with Othniel and Moses.
Still is.
Why did the Duke of Bourbon got angry with Frank the First and went to Charles the Fifth?
Because he wasn't playing by the rules. They set up the rules and he wasn't following them, as you know. So he disbanded the connection, which is what brought forth the Margulies.
What is he trying to attain now that Trump won and you say he's happy?
A greatness like you've never seen before.
Was Charles V working with Nimrod?
You got to ask it a different way, because any way we answer it is maybe they say wrong.
Because there was this conflict also between Charles V and Frank I. Were they part of this conflict between Abraham and Nimrod?
Nineveh.
So the city of Nineveh. Is there anything there of importance?
Well, kind of obviously.
What's your topic, Roxy?
These stories in the Bible are actually like a conflict that expands until now. I'm just asking if, because there is like a conflict between Abraham and the Babylonians, the Nimrod. If Frank was on the side of Abraham and Charles V was on the side of the Babylonians.
How long was the answer to the conflict in the Bible question? 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
I'm not sure.
Nineveh.
You just finished it?
But he's saying the name of the city of Nineveh. Why were you telling me the name of Rode Fore that relates to
the important
the Duke? But in which way?
Every way.
There is a cathedral in Rode of Notre Dame. Is there anything I should look into there?
The obvious is yes, but you have to develop it. We don't want to send you pig hunting for truffles. Pigs, then you have to get a pig to find the truffle, you see? But we can, if that's the way you want to do it. It's okay with us, but that's not necessary.
And what about the Louis the 20th? he's supposed to be the king of France, but he's not in his throne. Is he going to regain the crown?
King in his counting house, counting out his money, yes.
Is he being helped by the Duc de Bourbon, that is his family?
Extended family, yeah.
I would like to know about this Han dynasty, because there are like different mummies that are very old. They have been preserved and they are even flexible. They're 2,000 years old. Nobody can explain how that can be.
We can.
Will the answer be that there is no time?
Exactly, they're eternal. And they're eternal.
So when they did the autopsy, did they actually kill them or not? Were they still alive?
Mostly.
And who were these people? Like the style of their symbols, their architecture looks like Maya.
No, it's a form of Mayan. It's more Aztecan.
Were they the builders of the pyramids that are in China?
Mostly.
Do they connect it to the pyramids in Mexico?
Same author, same stone.
Are all the pyramids going to be activated or only the ones in Egypt when the parallel changes?
All of them.
What will be their function? Are they like portals?
They used to connect the dots.
Do they connect also into other dimensions or planets?
They do that already.
Is Moses involved only in the construction of the pyramids in Egypt or also in other pyramids?
All of them.
Where is Moses now?
Manhattan.
So he died, but he's already back?
Who said he died?
You said once that I'm waiting for Moses, so am I going to meet him again?
Sure.
Okay. That's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome forever.
Yes.
Roxy,
thank you very much for everything lately. I've been in such a high.
Hey, Roxy, what was the question that didn't get answered last night? At the end. Try that again.
Well, one was about the mummies that are 2,000 years old.
The mummies, but right.
I think the other was about the Nazis, that they were...
They're not that old.
The Nazis
mummies
were the first that entered Tibet. Did they went to Shambhala?
And back. Shibala.
What did they learn from that trip?
How to live.
But they didn't got the right method for ascension. They thought they had to breathe. And they're still around, so what will they be trying to do next?
Well, the next tear, the next pair, the next position, the next joint, the next section.
Is it possible now for somebody who wants to go to Shambhala to go there?
Of course. Yeah, no worries.
Or you have to be ascended?
Not necessarily. Bob Finn, he don't even remember going.
Well, I remember having some dreams like flying on top of the Himalayas on
right.
this mountain.
Right. Actually, it was the Alps.
I thought it was the Himalayas.
Alps.
Okay. That's all for today. Thanks a lot.
Excellent. Excellent. We're going to do the music. When you sit down to play, it's going to be different. Note the difference. And it's going to be like something's wrong with the piano. It needs tuning or something's wrong. Or my fingers aren't working the way they're supposed to. No, 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 no. Sit down and play and just let it play. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Thank you, Roxy.
Let it flow.
You're welcome. Okay, now we're going to go to Kate.
2 weeks ago, on a Wet Youth, Bob played a recording of Ion Bob. Ion, you were saying, like, you always bring this up, but you were saying, oh, you little man, we give you the sun, we give you the moon and the stars, but you still don't have your power, da da da. So is there something significant about the... What? Don't not! What?
What? What?
You're referencing the what from last night, Kate. It's perfect.
What?
Oh. Yeah, who was it last night?
I don't think anybody ever fessed up. And that's what's so cool about Doug when he fessed up to being the dishwasher. You know, a lot of people, they just don't have the courage to fess up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why'd you say what, Katie?
Can you hear me right now?
Of course, darling. Everybody can. Even Doug, he dropped a pan just when you said that, when you screamed at him.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't know why I said what. Because I heard Chad yelling at me from across the house. Because he said I was muted.
Okay, go ahead. What question?
Okay, I was asking about how Ion was bringing up the sun, the moon, and the stars. They're saying, we're giving you the sun, the moon, and the stars. Like, it's like a gift to us. So what are we supposed to do with them?
Eat them. There goes
no.
Another pie.
Okay, so... are we supposed to use them for our power, like using... I mean, as our ascension in some way?
We say use anything. We use anything in your power.
And when you said last night that information is power and power is information, does that mean, like, our power is information? Like, we're supposed to use...
Power is better than money. Eskimoan Empire.
And is power invisible?
No, it is very visible.
Is power in everything that we see, like in front of our eyes?
Well, maybe. You don't even see what's in front of your eyes.
Well, I see all these physical objects.
We give you the sun, moon, and stars, and you don't even know what to do with that. So, wait, that's what you said. We said. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't just, like, sit here and stare up at the sun, moon, and stars all day long because nothing will really happen.
Why not? So you don't know that. Have you done that?
No.
Well, then you don't know that. You're making a presumption. You're making this statement that euphoria can't be found in that window or light. You've never been in that window or light. So we like that. So it's fun of you to tell us what you can't do that you've never done, that you didn't do, that you could do, that you might do. If you knew you could do it, that you did it, that you could do, you might have done it. But you can't do it because you said you didn't do it because you can't do it because you can't just sit there and stare and look at things. But those fingertip towels will never get washed that way.
Yeah, good point. Okay, so I'll try that sometime.
That's good. Do everything else we say do, so there shouldn't be anything funny about this.
I'm not laughing. I'm excited. But I'll probably wait till I'm somewhere over the top where I can actually lay outside and do that.
But if you weren't in that godforsaken country, you could do it in Maui today.
Well, Ion, you're the one who told me to come back here to get my paperwork.
For Pete's sake.
Okay, so
you can't go in person. Why can't you send a spy? That's what Bob does.
Is there somebody in the States that looks like me that we can just swap places? And someone who really wants to come to Canada?
There's not one. No, not one. Will there be any stars in your crown? No, Kate. No, not one.
Oh, darn. Isn't that what we're supposed to have? Okay, I don't want to talk about myself because... That's not why I'm here. I'm just here to interact with you. I'm just going to talk about
it's
the sun.
It's why we're here. It's why we're here. You're why we're here.
Okay, that makes me feel wonderful.
It's gonna be okay. So great. We're gonna get number one straightened out. It's gonna be so cool. We get him right. He's gonna be on the money, sugar love. Let me tell you what. Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay. So you know when we talk to the angels, and we command them to do things for us.
Why wouldn't you talk with us yesterday when you weren't together? You were as much together yesterday as you are today, but yet you wouldn't talk to us yesterday because you weren't prepared. What did you do specifically to prepare today that wasn't already pre-prepared from the yesterday that we remember? As the sands of the eye and the hourglass, these are the days of our lives.
I guess because I was, like, quote-unquote tired and going to bed, but I didn't really
suffering can.
Why do we feel tired? Like, why do we have that feeling? If we're not even supposed to be sleeping anyway.
We don't. That's what you call arguing for limitations. Don't do that.
So if I went a week without sleeping, like Bob would do,
ask Bob. Bob doesn't even remember. He's good. He's jiggy. He just did it. Sleep, you don't sleep, you don't eat. He just lays out and wonders what happens. And then they roll him out of the bed and turn him over and, you know, put a little wetness on his tongue. And he falls asleep standing up. But he's going to be okay.
I've been practicing to be more like Bob.
But how's that working for you?
Actually, great. I feel happy.
Then. Bang in.
Okay, I just want to ask you something about the angels and don't get off topic. So when I want to talk to you.
Don't tell us what to do. Nice try, though. Good, though. Let's try it.
Okay,
we'll stay on topic. Now, was there a topic you wanted us to stay on more than another topic?
I just want to ask you about talking to the angels and commanding them to do things. If I don't necessarily know how to do angel talk, and I just talk to them in my own words that I know, do they still listen?
It won't work.
It won't work.
No,
okay.
It won't work. Well, they'll just laugh at you. It's like Bob. When you tell Bob to do something, he'll understand you. He'll say, I don't even hear your words. You're speaking irrationally. We don't even know what you're talking about. Why are you speaking anyway? Blah, blah, blah. It'll be a bunch of gobble, 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 gobble stuff. And then he'll say, but he still won't do it. So it's about like angels do it just like that. They're like, yeah, I get it, I got it, I'm going, whatever you want. Stop screaming at me. If you talk to me that one more time, I'm going to spat you in the skull. Blah, blah, you know, kind of like normal.
So you know how you're saying that we were talking about the Zika virus yesterday and how little man...
Yeah, it's catching.
Yeah, so the little man are creating it, but it's not actually created yet, but all these little men are, like, talking about it, and it's, like, the most researched thing.
Perfect your art.
Right, so if it's not even created yet, but everyone's talking about it, is that what's creating it, or is it being, like, made in a factory or something?
Computer says yes.
Like, how do they just make it? Okay, so if all these people are talking about it...
Death and destruction is easy. That's the easy part. See, it's easy to ascend. It's hard to fall. So you have to work really hard to make crap up to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you make up crap to kill people, after a little while, they get over that, and then it doesn't kill them anymore. Then you got to get something that'll kill them and give it a little bit more than that, and then something else, and then something else, and then something else. And you just won't die. It's the damnedest thing.
So someone didn't just create a Zika virus now, because if it was a thought that was brought up by someone now, then that means that it's already happened before, because there's nothing new happening?
It's what happened to his cobalt.
Oh, when was that?
Day after tomorrow's yesterday.
Okay, so then all this fake news that's on the internet, that's
fake news network. It's not on the internet, it's on EvroNet. It's all of them. It's the Murdochian Edward R. Murrow Award for the FNN Fake News Network.
So it's not actually fake then, if everyone's talking about
everything is fake. Everything's fake. They make it, it's all fake. Bob made all this shit up, and now you all are being judged by it. Isn't that cool? Praise Bob. Praise Bob.
Bob, I'm bowing.
Praise Bob.
I just have one more question, and then I'll
Did you do all the ones you prepared? We want
no,
all
I'm
the
just,
prepared ones. No, we won't. No, we want the prepared ones. So that's one. And if that takes for the rest of your days, okay, that's worth it.
So, you know, we have to learn how to talk right. Do we also have to learn how to eat right and live right?
Well, some say speak well. There is no living. You're not living now. So if you're trying that, that's a fool's errand. You are not living now. So to live right is an oxymoron.
So when we're ascended, we're not living either, though.
Well, you're king.
Oh, yeah. When I have a person in my dream, like, coming into my dream over and over and over, but they never say anything, they're just there, like...
Yeah. We're sorry. We didn't mean to be loud. Were we being obsequious? We didn't mean to be. We didn't want you to see. Number one likes it, normally likes it. Does it offend you? We'll curtail it. No, we won't curtail it. We'll get you used to it. It'll be okay. Don't trip out because it's the way things go. And you can prepare or not prepare. So whatever. It doesn't change a thing.
Okay, so we put our power in a box. Is my power still in a little box? Or is it a big box?
It's a pretty big box now, darling. And you're doing great. It just gets a little better, a little better, a little better. Then you get over something, and then you go, great, and then you got it. Then you go right back to it. And we're sad about that. Then you're, but you don't last long. You get right back out of it. You go, okay, that wasn't that bad. Okay, this sucks. This is no good. Blah, 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 blah. Why did you do this to me? I'm sick and tired of your bullshit. Stop it. Don't you do it right now. Oh, wait, no, that's another conversation. Then you ease that off, and then it's like, oh, okay, this is okay. So... then you can just lather and repeat, darling. That's all you can do. Till better weather. Till better weather.
Yep.
Till better weather. It's all good.
Okay. So is the power in the box a metaphor, or is our power like actually in the box?
No, it's actually a tabernacle, a Ark of the Covenant. It's a real box. There are dimensions. There's even a YouTube. How are you going to argue with something when there's a YouTube about it?
Oh, what's the YouTube? Power in a box?
You can't. Yeah, that's a song.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But there's a YouTube about the Ark of the Covenant.
I'll check that out.
I mean, there's a YouTube and everything. You just can't argue with a YouTube. I mean, if we've got a YouTube, I mean, Bob's even got a YouTube, so hey.
Well, that was fun talking to you. I hope that was a great interaction. I'm very happy.
It was hot. We're spitting over here.
Oh, shucks. Well, thanks for all the money checks, Ion.
They are nice. It is fun, isn't it? It's fun. Don't spend them all, though. Put a few back because you may have to use them as ransom to get your damn out of that godforsaken hole you've moved to.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You might need it because you don't take euros over there.
Thank you. I'll prepare for next week.
Okay, what's next? Here's somebody from British Columbia.
Hey, it's Nodder.
Okay, go ahead, Nutter.
I'm just wondering, if everyone is God and you say I'm God, how come I don't feel that way?
Well, do you know what a God feels like?
What, sorry?
Do you know what God feels like?
No.
Okay, so we say you're God, you said you don't feel like a God, and we say, how would you know?
Okay, yeah. Good point.
So we're just asking the questions. Now, here's what's happened. All we're saying is that you're trying to come back to God. You're coming back to where you were when God was you. God's us. When you get back to you, then you quit battling you and you. And when you quit battling you and you, then you relax into the whole thing and you are God. Now, you are God anyway, so that's why it's not too big of a big deal. And we joke and play and give you a hard time and yada yada yada, say go and kill yourself and all that kind of stuff. Because you're already God, so try it. It's not so bad. What's the worst thing you're going to do? You're going to kill yourself? Okay, kill yourself. You're going to die anyway. You're a little man. Little man's going to die anyway, so go on, kill yourself. What the fuck? Why not? Who cares? It's all good. Jiggy with it. We're jiggy with it. It's all good. See? Now, that sounds silly when we say it, but that's the point. If it doesn't matter, it doesn't. So, now that whole thing that you'd be afraid of as a little man, that you've not achieved, now all of a sudden there's no fear anymore. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill your damn ass. Okay, kill my damn ass, you motherfucker. Better go. It's all right with us. We don't care. Burn it up. Matter of fact, burn Manhattan, too. We're not using it. No problem. Here at the wall will be decided soon enough. So, then it becomes a different conversation of, oh, wow, isn't that fun, then you become the responsible party for your godship. Then you start living a little. It's so delicious when you do that. And it'll come soon enough. It's not a problem. Don't be confused or disheartened. Embrace the power you have. Look for the power you don't have. And stop arguing for your damn limitations that you put on yourself. It'll help, we promise.
So looking for the power that I don't have, is that just taking the drop, relaxing and allowing, or is there anything else?
Well, we'd like to, we wish it were just so easy and blah, blah, blah. And for most people that does it, but for you, asking that question, apparently not. So let's amp it up a little bit differently. Let's show it a little bit different. A little bit different would say, find the thing that makes your heart sing. Embrace that more than you embrace all the other cares and potential problems and aspirations of life that are off or less than. You see? That's the point. But then you come back and you say, oh, okay, then that's a little better, a little better, a little better, a little better. So the next thing you know, you're there. Then you're having very different conversations. Now, some would say when you first started this conversation, you were in a pretty fucked up state. We're just being kind. We're being soft and nice because we're just so lovable. That's the kind of people we are. But the whole point of that becomes, look at your world now. Your world is a million times brighter, better, and put together than it was moments ago. And yet you're still questioning the whole veracity or capacity or visceration of your conditioned response. See, that not too cool for school? Now, only moments ago, you were having that different kind of conversation of, oh, whoa, whoa, it's me, we're all going to die, you know, eat shit and die. But all of a sudden, that's now you're saying, well, what is this God stuff? It really pisses me off. I don't even know what this God business is. How would I know if I get it? I know I did. I know I asked for it. I wanted it. I didn't know I wanted it. I got it. I didn't answer all this. I'm going to put all that shit on my plate anyway. I don't know why I have to eat all this crap. I don't want to put all that crap. If you didn't put it on my plate, I wouldn't have to eat all this. Oh, wait, no, that's dinner. That's different. No, sorry. Sorry, sorry. That's different. That's different. Then you come back around and you say, oh, okay, now this tasted a little of it. It tastes pretty good. Let's go with this. The next thing you know, you're having a different conversation, which includes delicious, light, culinary cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Does that help?
Yeah, I mean, you know, finding something that, you know, turns me on, like you said. I mean, it could be something as easy as, like, tennis, because I like to play tennis, or is that something what you're talking about?
Yeah, we were kind of more on the lines of fucking, no. Fucking is probably a little better. Tennis is okay, but fucking is way better. Try it. You should try fucking. It's way better.
I'll give that a shot.
You made it funny. Look, see? You're just now barely a guy, and you're already making funnies. Look at there. Such optical use of the King's English. It's fabulous. This one's funny, Bob. We like this one, Bob. He's funny. We like this one.
Good,
Ion, should I be practicing something like Kriya Yoga, because it helps me relax?
No, you should try MS Cotton. That'll relax your damn ass. Get you a Molly. That'll relax you.
Yeah.
You don't have to do all these outside things to do all this stuff. What the hell's wrong with you? What do you need relaxing from? Are you fucked up? What's wrong?
Maybe a little.
But why? We're just asking. We're not arguing. We're just saying, okay, you're in whatever you're in, whatever you're in. What's wrong with that? Is that bad? Is it messed up? Unmess it. Let it go slow.
Yeah, well, I'm trying my best to unmess it.
Well, stop trying. Then practice makes practice. Perfect practice makes perfect. So if what you're doing isn't working, then that other thing you're doing also may not work. That's why total biology is very hypocritical. Well, if you're feeling this way, that's why you felt that way, because this way is that way, because it felt this way, because that's what that way feels like. Because if you feel this, then this is why that's that. Ooh, now the next thing you know, you're wondering why the damn yoga fucks you up in the first place. Do the stretching, do the regular yoga, do the cat-cow, do the inverted, the child's pose, do the inverted cabber snatching and stretch yourself out. That's all fine and well and good, but that's not how you're staying alive or making you feel alive. It doesn't make you God, so it's no point. It's just nut good. Nothing better. Nothing is better than stretching. You'll stretch if you nut right yourself, so good for you. We're just saying.
But how come they say
all
that?
These rules. Who is they? Who is they? Who is they? If it ain't Bob, we want to know which they you mean.
Like Paramahamsa Hariharananda or someone who practices.
Who? Lord have mercy. Look at that. Bobby's quoting a real live motherfucker now. There you go. Well, that's different. That's high-minded. We better see about that. Yes, we'll check on that. We'll be right on that. Don't worry about that. Yep. We can't wait.
Okay.
That'll be delicious. Mm-mm-mm.
Is the concept of having spiritual guides, like someone who was with you in a past life and is now with you in this life, but not physically, is guiding you? I've been told by people, someone was a psychic, she said, I had two guides following me. Is that something legitimate, or is it just kind of...
There are no past lives. How many eternities can you have at one time? One. So if they're past lives, those stalkers are stalking you still. Okay, so if you got a stalker problem, you got stalkers now. Not some woo-woo way up yonder, sweet by and by, blah, blah, blah. You can't have it one life at a time. And that's the same eternity that is still eternal as it was ever eternal for you and you and you. Okay? There are multi-yous, which can show up that way. But more times than not, the stalker indeed in the bed is you. You are the stalker of you. You stalk you more times than not.
Could you say, like, we have the same life, there's no past lives, but we're just in different bodies?
Don't separate the bodies. We can have a new body, you can have a new life, but you don't want to wait till the resurrection morning to get all that.
Okay, Ion, I just had one more question, and it's
we have a lot of answers, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
I love
it's good. It's fun. It's good. And you're doing much better because you're not so messed up. You know how you were really messed up before? It's not so messed up now, and that's very pleasant. Nice. Good.
Well, and
good
yeah,
to unfuck yourself now and again.
Part of the reason for that is because I stopped doing so many things like meditation and this and that because I thought I was less
than... Yeah, mediations. Yeah, see, I get over all that crap. Because otherwise we come in and we say if you do something and it kills you, it doesn't matter. You were going to be dead anyway, so why not have a... Fuck, live a little. If you're going to go out, flying. Have some fun, for Pete's sake. People get all battled up. And more times than not, you find out that that maximum daily dose doesn't kill you anyway. So call it a day. Relax a little. Have
So my last question is about a book I've been reading for the last 6 years, and I've applied a lot of the tools of it in my life. It's called The Presence Process, written by Michael Brown, and comes on the show quite a bit. And I'm just wondering, are those tools and the concept of feeling, is that something that I should be applying into my life?
No, the TPP will fuck you up. The TPP will not work. It messes you up.
How come?
Well, because you don't know what he is.
Right.
Okay, and what you do, and if you're going to get going on a healing journey, get a bat and bash yourself in the skull.
So the idea of the traumas in your life happened from the first... From zero to
seven. Well, he's trying to improve you as a level that empower you to heal the world, heal the universe. Yeah. What's wrong with you? You don't need that. If you need all that, key self. If you need his work, go on key self. That's what you need. If you need that,
go and kill yourself.
Go key self. Then at least you have power. Then at least you can say, wow, got it. My God, I run this. You don't run nothing. I run this. And you got to come to his thing to buy his thing to do his thing to just to tell you how you were fucked up in the first place. It's ridiculous.
How about that book's concept of healing? Is that okay?
There are no portals there.
Mm-hmm. Nader, you know that Michael is here every week almost, right?
Yeah, he's the one who actually introduced me to the RNA drops, and he told me to come on this show about a month ago. So,
okay, congratulations.
Okay, we haven't got much time left, so
you are welcome here.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, Nader, or rather Nate or Alyssa, who's ever there.
It's Nate. Hey,
okay,
Ion,
Nate.
Can you tell me about the relationship between the unlawful degree of magnetism and wanting things?
Well, one you have and can get, and the other one you can never achieve.
But it seems like they're so connected. Isn't there more of a play there? Or are
sometimes,
they just off,
but
like, off
not off? Always. They are counterintuitive of each other.
Like two sides of one coin? Two sides of one line?
There's no obverse. There's no obverse in your world.
What are the two things, Nate?
The unlawful degree of magnetism and, like, wanting something, reinforcing that you don't have it.
Desire?
I think wanting is more, yeah,
okay.
More accurate.
Right. Yeah, reinforcing you don't have it. Okay.
So they don't oppose each other, is what you're saying, right? Something like that, Aya?
Right.
Well, I found that not wanting has been wonderful.
Isn't
so,
it cool? Having was beaten
yeah.
every time. It puts the Trump in Trump Leo.
Does put the Trump in Trump Leo. I got to look that up again. I remember that.
Ask Bob. Just ask Bob. He's right here. He loves it. He lives in it. He lives for that shit.
Bob,
what shit?
We need to find Trump Leal for me quick.
You got to email
Trump
Bob.
Trump Leal is a visual pun. Trump Leal is a visual pun. Like, you ever seen those things where you look at a shape, it looks like a glass, but then it's a grandmother's facial profile? It flips back and forth?
Yeah. Okay.
That's a Trump Leal. It's a visual, you could say,
so
pun.
The Trump of the Trump Leal would then be...
The visual?
T-R-O-M-P-E. Trump. Don't
yeah, well, we're talking about Trump, T-R-U-M-P, of the Trump Leo.
You mean Donald Trump?
No, Trump card, or Trump of the Trump Leo, which are our words, where he's trying to figure out if he knows what it means or not. And with your help, he's gotten to be better off than he was. Once again, Bob, you saved another one, Bob.
Don't try to suck
yeah,
up to
Bob's
me,
being...
You're in the doghouse, Ion.
Fuck, what have we done now?
Oh, yeah, who knows? Yeah,
how much
I know
punishment?
You did something.
If you haven't done anything, you're bound to do something.
No Christmas show for Ion. That's his punishment. No Christmas show.
Then play out the Christmas music. We sent you out the Christmas music. Play the Christmas music, then, if you ain't going to have a Christmas show.
Yeah.
We can sing it for you if you like. Burl Lives.
So...
And,
are you making an announcement, Bob, that you're not going to be on the show next week?
No, he's trying to punish us.
Oh. We got to find out who hacked us or what went on there, because if it keeps happening, it's not
good. Are you talking about with the soundboard?
Oh, is that why you're punishing Ion?
He's trying to stomp
our
guts. He's trying
to stomp the hacker. I got to talk to Bill about what
you can't trust Bill. Bill doesn't even know who won the presidency. You can't ask Bill for Pete's sake. He'll have to wait until the Trump Leo hits him in the head before he knows. Better not ask him.
Are you finished, Nate?
Hell no.
Hell no.
I don't know what I'm going to talk about next.
It's like a Cotton Eye Joe.
We get about half a minute.
Oh, well, that's great. That's longer than I've used before.
Half a minute for a while.
There you go. Thank you very much.
That was great.
Aloha, everybody.
He's quitting an hour early, y'all.
We're punishing you, Ion.